Here, I want to share something with you. This is very troubling. As reported in the Straits Times, 17,000 people kena scam for the first half of 2025. This is an astonishing 410 million lost to scam during the same period. Here, if I break down the numbers, this means each individual lost up to 23,000 each. Wow, this one very scary. Here, as I break down the type of scam, this one caught my attention. Investment scam. For the first half of this year, 2,700 people kena scam. They lost 145 million. This means on average, they lost 54,000 each. 好邪了. This only means two things. Firstly, Singaporeans are damn rich. Just go to any bank on a typical weekday, and you will see a long queue forming outside the bank. Sorry, they put money inside, not draw money. Huh? Secondly, Singaporeans are too naive. Sorry to say this, but I think greed get the better of them in any investment scam. Here, I'm pretty curious how many are property scams. As in, what kind of variation are there? I can't stop wondering, what about those who bought lemon properties at high prices with high odds of losing money in the near future? Well, don't say it wouldn't happen. It has happened a dozen times already. It's just that most do not want to talk about them when they lose money. Correct or not? What are your thoughts on this? Care to share your experience here with me?